I was absolutely terrified, and unfortunately still am, of ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, I can see this.
Yeah.
This, I think,
that's scary.
That's a page from a lot of people's diaries, I think.
Well, so and also, the horrible china porcelain dolls that wait and loiter in places to kind of get you when you're not looking.
Really? Yeah. Do you know what? I can now, I'm thinking, when you say that, I can't really agree with you on the china porcelain dolls that wait. But do you know, and this is there's no inference on this, but they used to have on the streets... collecting for the blind would be about a 3 foot of model, a kind of stone girl holding a box.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it would be collecting for the... I'm sure they're worth fortunes.
No, no, they had, like, calipers on.
That's right, she had,
She
had calipers on, and she was stand holding a box. It was a stone ornament sort of thing, with a, and it'd be very good. Mum kind of put some pennies in the girl's box. Yeah. There was also one that used to be on counters for the fire... It used to be a fire brigade thing. You put a penny in it, it would only be about a foot high... And anyone know what I'm talking about here? And I think
he
was collecting for the fire brigade, and you put a penny and you watch it go down a few ramps and fall into the box at the bottom.
Yeah, they always had them in dry cleaners, as I remember.
What happened to those boxes? What were they collecting for? And if anyone's still got one, I want one now. But those, yeah, those stone statues that had the girl with the calipers on is a kind of relation of what you're saying here. What kind of porcelain dolls are you talking about?
Those horrible ones that have sort of lacy frocks on, and they have like dead eyes.
And I completely agree with you. They're scary.
See, the how close did you ever come to a ventriloquist doll, though?
Well, I mean, the horrible thing about it is that I work for an advertising agency, and they recently made a commercial featuring one.
And
it lived in our office for about 3 months in a box downstairs.
And
I didn't know.
To you.
And did you ever lift the lid on it?
No, well, I didn't know it was there for about 3 months, and someone said to me, don't go downstairs, because the dummy's down there. And I went, what? And no one told me. And it's been there all that time, and they had to take it out of the building. I couldn't go downstairs.
I wish I'd known. It would have been worth just waiting for you to pass it, wouldn't it?
No, they did it
let me out.
To me.
Hello.
They had to be out.
Hello, let me out.
They used to put it on a chair.
Look at me when I'm children, yeah?
That's tonight about 20 to 3 in the morning. That's what you're going to hear. It is. It'll be you're going to hear.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, that's it.
And with that magic,
and with that cheery thought that Terry.